As the Pentagon gears up for a possible war against Iraq, tens of thousands of American military personnel are already in the Persian Gulf region, and tens of thousands more are preparing to go. The mission has started to stretch the military's capability to transport troops, supplies, and equipment. So the Pentagon has begun to press commercial aircraft into service to help with the war effort. Pentagon officials say more than a dozen flights have been scheduled to carry troops so far, and as many as 78 have been authorized to do so as of this weekend. It's the first time this special authority has been used since the Persian Gulf War in 1990 and 91. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Washington.
In every conflict since World War II, the American military has relied on aircraft to move its troops and cargo, but it's never had enough of its own planes to do the job. In 1951, President Truman signed an executive order that created the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, or CRAF. It's an arrangement that allows the Pentagon to call on commercial aircraft to help boost the military's airlift capability while keeping its costs down, says Colonel David Jensen with the Air Mobility Command.
To have the similar capability that the CRAF provides us in the military, it would cost us about $50 billion to procure, and it would cost an extra $1 to $3 billion annually to own and operate it. By using the civil carriers, we only pay for that capability when we absolutely need it.
Under the CRAF program, airlines agree to loan their planes and crews to the military in a wartime situation. In exchange, the airlines are paid a fee and given consideration for government contracts during peacetime. The Pentagon says that 11 carriers have signed up for the first stage of this mobilization, including American Airlines, United Airlines, and U.S. Airways. Colonel Jensen says implementing CRAF is a boost to war planning operations.
We, I guess, in a manner of speaking, own the airplanes. I mean, we don't take over ownership, but they will do nothing but fly missions for us. And I know exactly the exact number of aircraft and exactly what types of aircraft I will be provided. And also, I know exactly the time frame that they will be available.
The program uses primarily wide-bodied airplanes such as 747s, 767s, and DC-10s that can carry large numbers of troops and be quickly retrofitted to haul heavy equipment. A total of more than 900 aircraft might be called up to fly within the U.S. and overseas. But Mac Armstrong with the Air Transport Association says the civilian flights will not have to go into hostile territory or so-called hot fire zones.
For instance, during Desert Shield, we went into Saudi Arabia. We didn't go into Kuwait. And once the shooting started, we did cut way back on where the civilian flights would go into the Arabian Peninsula.
The Gulf War experience underlined several problems within the CRAF program, including war risk insurance and compensation. Many of those problems have since been worked out. But last spring, the Pentagon reviewed the CRAF program to see if it would still be able to meet the military's needs, especially given the severe financial crises that most of the major airlines are struggling through right now. Michael E. Levine with Yale Law School and a former airline executive says the war could have a devastating effect on the airlines because many passengers may choose not to fly, particularly overseas. At the same time, Levine says airlines may find this a good moment to be involved with CRAF because it's a source of revenue.
In this case, the regular schedules have been greatly reduced. There are a lot of airplanes around, and regrettably also there are a lot of unemployed airline people around, and you can obviously meet the Defense Department's needs without damaging your ability to fly your regular schedule.
And juggling those regular schedules may get interesting as the buildup continues. The airlines get just 1 to 2 days' notice to get planes, pilots, and crew ready. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.